This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free, bring up what you want right here. Our number 855-450 free like freedom. We're talking about the attack on Bitcoiners. Another one is facing federal criminal charges of money laundering and operating a operating a money transmission business or running a money services business, unlicensed money transmitting business. And we'll get into more about what's going on with him because his trial is getting ready to kick off out in San Diego. With you here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts, though, where we've got Focus calling from Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Focus. Hello, Focus in Philly. Going once. We've been having some phone troubles here tonight. I don't know if it's our end or the caller, so I'm going to put Focus back on hold here. If you want to get on the air through our Discord chat, you'll sound way better than if you call on the phone. In fact, that's where I invited Michelle Seven to call us tomorrow night to give us an update on this case that we're going to be telling you about here with the Bitcoiner. I gave her the walkthrough on how to get the Discord app up and rolling. If you want to get us on Discord, just install the Discord app. It's just a few steps. You install their Discord app for whatever operating system you're on. And then once the app's installed, you go and you create your username. And then you go to your web browser and type in discord.lrn.fm. You go to that web address, and that will get you in. That's basically your invitation link, and that gets you into the Discord. So, we're talking about the guy who is facing federal criminal charges of money laundering and running a money transmitter business without governmental permission slip. To the story here from the San Diego Union-Tribune, it's a general intent crime, they say, meaning it's a felony for someone to run an unlicensed Bitcoin business, whether or not there's knowledge of the licensing requirement. This is, again, the interpretation of the journalist here. The law, as the DOJ interprets it, quote, provides almost unfettered prosecutorial discretion, making it a relatively easy criminal charge to bring and secure a conviction. That, according to an attorney they interviewed earlier, Mr. Klein, who is a Bitcoin attorney. He points out in an essay on CoinCenter.org, a nonprofit research and advocacy group. He says, and because the courts so far have appeared to line up behind the DOJ's interpretation, it can be a very difficult charge to defend. Unquote. The prosecution of Charlie Shrem was the first of its kind and made Bitcoin enthusiasts nervous. The young Bitcoin entrepreneur had started an exchange business that actually was an advertiser here on Free Talk
Live. We were there at their grand opening of BitInstant.
In Manhattan.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
That's right.
Thank you, Charlie.
It was great.
He's been on the air several times, and, you know, he's a great guy. He's now living in Lido Key, by the way.
That's great. He started this business, which allowed users to buy Bitcoins and make purchases with Bitcoin for a fee, giving temporary credit to customers to make the deals go faster. In 2014, he was charged with operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, as well as conspiring to launder money to help customers of Silk Road, the massive criminal online marketplace, make purchases with Bitcoin. He pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting unlicensed money transmission and was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Once again, Shrem was one of those people who also had these kind of drug-related charges alongside of the money services business.
Right. The impression I got was that he just didn't – you don't want to take this all the way because we got you, you know, saying that you understand that this is for, you know – Weedo or whatever.
They found emails. He was sending emails to one of the customers at BitInstant, who was a regular customer, was getting customer service from Charlie Shrem, and they had emails that were on Gmail that were unencrypted that revealed that Shrem had been informed by this customer, who was not an informant. This was just somebody who was buying for Silk Road purposes.
They just got Gmails.
He had just informed Charlie that the reason he was buying Bitcoin was because he was selling stuff on Silk Road. So, I mean, the feds were investigating him for whatever reason. I think they might have popped the dude on Silk Road or something. I forget exactly how they found...
Must have been buying stuff on Silk Road because you wouldn't need to buy Bitcoin if you were selling on
Silk Road. I don't remember all the details, but somehow that's how they got him. Anyway, he pleaded guilty, and others have followed in his footsteps. But Bitcoin advocates point out or point to two court rulings in particular that indicate that legal issues surrounding Bitcoin aren't settled. In 2016, a Miami-Dade judge ruled that Bitcoin is not actually money, not backed by any government or bank, not tangible wealth, and, quote, cannot be hidden under a mattress like cash or gold, unquote. She threw out the Florida charges against Mitchell Espinoza, who had been accused of selling Bitcoin to undercover detectives who told him they were going to buy stolen credit card numbers with it. Again, if somebody tells you they want to do something illegal with the Bitcoin they're buying from you, tell them, sorry, we can't do this. Goodbye. Have a nice day.
If they're...
And in that case, that one isn't a victimless crime, so I kind of don't really feel bad for that guy.
Yeah, get those guys thrown in jail.
About 6 months later in New York, a federal magistrate judge recommended that charges be thrown out against Richard Petix, who conducted more than 100 Bitcoin transactions with customers, including an undercover agent. The judge likened Bitcoin to Beanie Babies or Pokemon trading cards, a commodity that, quote, has value exclusively to the extent that people at any given time choose privately to assign them value, unquote. The judge noted the absence of a nexus to other criminal activity, as has been seen in the other cases. Prosecutors argued against the judge's recommendation, and the issue ended up being moot when Petix ended up pleading guilty to operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business and lying to investigators about an unrelated issue connected to a prior child pornography conviction. Neither opinion set legal precedent in terms of federal law. In Arizona, federal prosecutors dropped charges against brain scientist Peter Steinmetz after transcripts of his conversations with the undercover agent surfaced. Several times when the agent brought up using bitcoins for heroin trafficking, just so you know, Steinmetz was the partner of Morpheus. So the Thomas Costanzo, the case we described earlier, a guy who is probably going to prison, he's yet to be sentenced, but sold Bitcoin to an undercover agent claiming to be a heroin dealer. Steinmetz did not. When Steinmetz was presented with the same story, and I don't know if it was the exact same agent, but it was the same kind of situation. He was going to sell Bitcoin. When the agent brought up using the Bitcoins for heroin trafficking or asked to structure the Bitcoin deal to avoid the $10,000 reporting rule, Steinmetz said he didn't want to be involved in anything illegal and declined to do business with him. And, well, they dropped the charges against him. Linking Bitcoin exchange to other criminal conduct, such as money laundering, seems to be the key in these cases, say the experts. Now we get to Rockcoons. This is the 30-year-old guy who's the current victim of the federal government facing criminal charges for Bitcoin sales. He caught the attention of U.S. Homeland Security investigations in 2015 on the website localbitcoins.com, which advertised him as a prolific seller in San Diego, according to the search warrant affidavit.
Thank you for your service, sir.
The website, which is an excellent site, by the way, localbitcoins.com, matches exchangers with customers. And I would call them sellers rather than exchangers. These are just people selling a product online for money.
Yeah.
An agent went undercover in 2016 and posed as a drug manufacturer who extracts THC from marijuana to make butane hash oil. He asked for help in buying Bitcoin and asked to do the transactions anonymously. While anti-money laundering requirements require money transmitters to take down the personal information of clients and to report transactions of $10,000 and above, Rockcoons did neither, despite acknowledging that he was familiar with such regulations, according to an affidavit filed in court. And again, I disagree with the interpretation there. But regardless, the agent mailed $14,500 cash to Rockcoons in a FedEx package, and Rockcoons gave him 9.998 bitcoins while taking a $5,300 service fee, the affidavit states. It's a pretty big fee. In a text message, Rockcoons later allegedly boasted, quote,
that might have been the fee after they looked up the price when they wrote the article after the price went up.
Yeah, I don't know.
That makes more sense to me.
It's what the affidavits apparently said. But in a text message, Rockcoons allegedly boasted, quote, I'm a professional money manager and mover of funds without personal identifying information attached to the funds or equity. This is my specialty, he said. Rockcoons declined to be interviewed for the story, referring questions to his attorney, but in interviews with other publications, he disputed the facts as presented in the court records. He told Bitcoin Magazine the undercover agent indicated the hash oil equipment he'd be purchasing was for medical use, which is legal in California. He also,
it's not legal in the U.S., though.
That's one of the issues in this trial is... Is that going to be enough to get him out of federal charges? No, probably not. But that is an interesting question.
Federal charges in California, though?
It's not interesting. It's illegal on a federal level, right. So the feds can charge you with it. It's not complex. That's all there is to it.
If California had any guts, it would just go ahead and make it make a law that its police can defend its citizens against illegal arrests by the feds.
That doesn't mean the police are now going to get shot at to defend you from a federal charge.
Really? I thought they were brave men and women trying to only enforce the law.
No, you didn't.
All right, we're going to continue here. Thoughts are welcome if you want to share them. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Another Bitcoiner is facing federal criminal charges, and our friend Michelle Seven is going to be there tomorrow to watch the beginning of not the actual trial, but a pretrial hearing on revoking bail. So apparently they want to revoke this guy's bail, and it's because they did a drug test on him, because, you know, frequently bail conditions require drug testing, and in this case the federal conditions do. And they did a hair follicle examination and found that he had THC at some point, you know, because hair goes back a ways. So they found that he had THC at some point, and he's in California where that's legal.
Uh-huh.
So, again, you again have this issue of, and as Melanie says, it's not an issue. It's federal court. The federal law applies. So, therefore, if you've got THC in your system, you violated probation or, in this case, the bail conditions. So they're going to have a hearing.
Well,
about
your
that.
Bail conditions don't have, so you can have a bail condition or a parole condition or probation, I mean, to not do something that isn't even illegal. So that's not even an issue at all.
Right.
So they can make a condition of your probation that you not drink alcohol.
Right.
Alcohol doesn't have to be illegal for that.
Right. Great point. So that's what the hearing's about tomorrow, where our friend Michelle's going to be there. She's going to call in tomorrow and let us know how that goes.
Well, probation hearings don't tend to go well.
Bail revoking hearings in this case.
Well, it's going to be similar. It's going to be say the conditions are violated, yep. And, you know, goodbye. Whatever. We're taking 10% of your bail and refunding the rest or whatever they feel like doing.
Yep. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, they're coming after him. We'll tell you more about his case here in moments. But I also want to let you know about how Melanie can help you with your taxes. We're coming up to, 6 days away now?
God, I bet she'd love to get done with all those taxes.
Yeah, a week because
I'm surprised you're even
here. April 15th falls on April 16th this year.
Okay, so you got an extra day.
Because it's Monday.
Right.
I think it's Sunday.
Is it too late for people to call you?
Yeah, you're probably going to get an extension at this point.
Can you help them file the extension at this point? If they call you this week, are you able to help them with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Long as it's not a complex business, in which case I can't tell you how much to pay, but
so individuals,
it'll get done at some point.
Individuals who need an extension and want your help filing for taxes, because you're a professional accountant. You're trained at this stuff. You actually like reading laws, and so you can be hired because you're actually an anarchist accountant. Good luck finding that in the phone book.
And law school graduate.
And law school, right, which is a big deal. She's not actually an attorney right now, but she could be if she wanted
probably
to.
Probably knows a bit more about tax law than your average CPA, just a guess.
Yeah. You can get in touch with Melanie by going directly to her website through our website, which is tax.freetalklive.com. So you just go to tax. T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com, and that forwards you straight on over to Melanie's site where you can reach out to her in whatever method is appropriate, and you guys can schedule a meeting and talk further.
Yes.
So do that if you need some help. If you want to have a real anarchist who hates the state working for you to minimize your tax burden and maximize whatever returns you might be getting. So, a little bit more here about Morgan Rockcoons, who is facing federal charges. He was selling Bitcoin, and in his particular case, they say, according to court documents, an agent went undercover in 2016, posing as a drug manufacturer who extracts THC from marijuana to make butane hash oil. He said he needed help buying Bitcoin and asked to do the transactions anonymously. Now, unlike some of the other cases that we've talked about where it's been a person-to-person deal, this was transacted through the mail, so $14,500 was sent to Mr. Rockcoons in a FedEx package, and he gave the man just under 10 Bitcoin.
You've got to have some good cred, right?
What do you mean?
If somebody packages up 15 grand and ships it to you in a FedEx box.
That's risky.
Right? Like, I mean, that's good cred, right?
Do you mean good cred on the part of the person shipping or the person receiving?
Person receiving.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
You know, I mean...
Yeah, I'm just going to mail you 15K. Like, yeah, that's a...
There are people who will do it on local Bitcoins.
Back in the day, I sold one of those Cazatius Bitcoin coins.
Yeah, the one Bitcoin coin.
Yeah, this was before the split and everything like that. I would say it was probably worth, I don't know, I think this was back when it was, they were selling it like a Bitcoin was at $1,000 and the Cazatius coins were selling at $3,000.
Okay.
And
they're going for upwards of 20 grand today.
I don't think it's that high.
It might have been recently, but yeah, it's probably not that high right now.
Anyway, the...
That's what I've heard.
The, yeah, I... The best place to go is localbitcoins.com to, Bitcoin Talk forums, to check that out.
Okay.
Anyway, these coins, like I sold one on eBay. Well, I sent it out and the person, said, didn't get it. Sorry.
And of course they can challenge it on eBay and pull back the money.
Right. Unless you happen to have a videotape of you dropping it into the envelope in front of the post office person and sealing the envelope and handing it to the post office person.
Right.
Which point I, returned that to as evidence to
the investigator.
eBay, and then they said, oh, yeah, you did what you were supposed to do. And that person's like, oh, yeah, I did get it.
Really?
So. They changed their tune
real fast.
But they were ready to, just rip me off.
Yep. So Raccoons again, according to the story here, he told Bitcoin Magazine the undercover agent and indicated the hash oil equipment he'd be purchasing was for medical use, which is legal in California. He's also accused investigators of trying to entrap him. Now, if the person who's buying the Bitcoin from him is in California, Melody, if looking at this as a federal case, if the person who's buying is in California and the seller's in California, is anything really crossing federal lines in that case?
What are the feds involved for exactly?
What does that have to do with anything?
We don't know. That's why we're asking the attorney.
Well, but the statement here is that... according to Raccoons, the undercover agent claimed that he was in the medicinal use business, which is legal in California.
But it's not illegal in the U.S.
But how is the federal government getting jurisdiction if it's money and or Bitcoin?
Because it's a federal crime.
So even though it's within a state bounds, it's still a federal crime is what you're saying.
Yeah, so I can't just stand in the middle of New Hampshire or any other state and just commit federal crimes all day long.
I see what you're saying.
And not expect to get arrested.
But, okay, so what you're saying is the federal government could go and arrest anybody who's selling marijuana in any of the states where it's legal. They're just not deciding to do that.
Or possessing.
Let me ask you this about marijuana, though, Melanie. How come it took an amendment to the United States Constitution to make alcohol illegal, but it didn't take an amendment to make marijuana illegal?
Because the U.S. got better weapons in between those two times.
Not many.
Well, it was good enough, apparently.
Yeah.
According to
no
the
one
story,
seems to care.
He is accused. He's accused investigators of trying to entrap him. He said, quote, this is in his interview with Bitcoin Magazine, I asked for only less than $10,000. They sent me $14,500 and refused to send anything less than that. He says, and I sent under $10,000 worth of Bitcoin to follow the law, he told the magazine. He said he was living in a tent at the time in the Mendocino National Forest at the time of the transaction and working on a voice-operated Bitcoin wallet. Quote, I was living like a mountain man, so I didn't really need money, but eventually I just needed to buy food, so I decided to sell some coin. When somebody asked me to buy some, I usually just always turned it down, but I needed cash to eat, he told the magazine. Agents found him later at the Palms Casino Resort in Vegas when he was arrested on February 9th. I'll tell you a little bit more about this, and you can share your thoughts coming up. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You to join us on the radio here. The toll free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So tonight's takeaway here from this discussion is the same takeaway that we've had in other discussions about people selling Bitcoin on the internet or in real life, is if somebody tells you they want to do something illegal with that there Bitcoin or whatever coin, you know, one of the other coins, then just say no.
Yeah, and let's stop, and media, stop calling Bitcoin sales illegal or suggesting Bitcoin sales are illegal.
Oh, they really want to keep doing that, though, because they want to align Bitcoin with violence, child pornography, rape, murder, terrorism, and all kinds of other bad things.
Yeah, I don't understand why they want to keep doing it when it's bad reporting, though.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
Well, the media doesn't care about bad reporting.
A lot of them do.
Didn't you hear the thing we played from CNN the other night? I mean, my God, that was a terrible hack job.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So, anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to do so here.
Bad reporting doesn't mean that media wants bad reporting, though. I mean, bad reporting, you...
I think the people want good reporting. They're not getting that in a lot of cases from the media. Whether they're doing it purposefully, Mark, is another question. Some people believe it's a big conspiracy and, you know, the media is all owned by a few different people and it's all the, you know, the Bilderbergers or the Illuminati or whatever. And then there's just the argument that these people are just so brashly ignorant and that it really doesn't matter how uninformed that they are.
Right.
So, anyway, toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Hey, Mark, Blink is back. They went away for a few weeks, but they're back now.
Well, it's a better time of year for them, yep.
Okay, cool. Well, it's good to have the Blink home security system back on.
Mine's been on the whole time.
Well, right. So has the one here at the studio, and it has been working and working well. I'm still wondering when I'm going to have to first replace those batteries, because that was my big question, was how long is this going to last? Apparently, it lasts for quite a long time. The Blink cameras are super easy to set up. It's Wi-Fi based, so there's no wiring. You don't have to drill holes, run wires along the ceiling or through the walls or whatever in order to get these things set up. You just buy the Blink system. It's delivered to your house. You unpack it, and you put the batteries in the cameras. You put them in the locations where you want to put them, and then you set it all up via their via Wi-Fi-enabled device, like your smartphone or your tablet. And once it's all set up, which doesn't take very long at all, then you get updates on your phone whenever it is that something happens in front of the cameras that you've selected during the time frames that you've selected them to be operating. Very simple and very affordable. And we did confirm the last... So they kind of went off the air with us for a few weeks. It was like right in that last week when the coupon code started working again, didn't it?
Yes.
It's like it actually... So I think it's 10% off... if I'm not
right.
Correct. Okay, so 10% off your purchase over at blinkprotect.com with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com, coupon code FTL for 10% off. So a little bit more here about Morgan Rockcoons. He is a Bitcoin seller out in California who allegedly sold Bitcoin to an undercover agent who had indicated that he wanted to buy butane hash oil extracting equipment, which in California can be used for legal California medicinal marijuana manufacturing purposes. But as Melanie has pointed out, that doesn't matter because this is a federal case. And so federal charges can apply anyway, anywhere. And that's what they're coming out.
Yeah. So if you're located in California, you were also located in the U.S. And in the U.S., marijuana is illegal.
It's unfortunate, but that does add an extra warning to people out there. And this is, you know, an extra modifier to what we've been saying in these Bitcoin cases. If somebody is asking you for Bitcoin to sell Bitcoin to them and they want to use it for an illegal purpose at any level, so not just federal but state, federal, whatever. So even if you think, oh, this is the person in my state, I'm meeting this person at McDonald's, this is a person in my state, this thing that he wants to do is legal in my state. If that thing is illegal federally, apparently they can snatch you up for that too. So you have to kind of know. If that thing's illegal at the federal level,
yep.
Even if it's legal locally, you still have to say no. And that sucks. And that's another, you know, reason California and other states need to consider seceding from the United States, because these federal goons can just keep picking off their citizens for breaking federal law. That's a completely legal thing to do in the state.
Well, the state doesn't care.
Well, but they're starting to. I mean, there's some pushback from the state of California, for instance, against the federal government. They have the sanctuary laws that they've been pushing back against the feds for and the Trump administration in that case. And then there's other states where, oh, God, was it? I forget which one, what I'm thinking of. Oh, yeah, the gun laws. So some of the gun laws are getting pretty awful, and that might give some states the incentive to say no to the federal government's restrictions.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, certain
so.
Red states are going to be like, I can't mess with our guns.
Right, so
mess with the weed all you want, but not their guns.
Right, so the more the federal government starts to crack down on the state's so-called rights, the more likely the states may push back against the federal government. But either way, it's not going to be enough to save Morgan Rockcoons, who is going to be facing criminal penalties for selling this Bitcoin. And as the piece wraps up, they do share a couple of quotes from people in the international Bitcoin community, some more sympathetic than others. Quote, moron, don't ever transact with people who tell you they're doing illegal activities, one Bitcoin enthusiast wrote on Twitter to Rockcoons, saying further, that's why you were charged, not for selling Bitcoin, but for selling to someone who told you that the money that was received, that they were using money received from illegal activity. It's in the court documents, your goose is cooked, unquote.
Yeah, and so if somebody just decides to randomly announce to you their criminal activities that are completely irrelevant to the situation at hand, assume they're a cop.
Yep.
And you're not supposed to be talking to the cops, so you can't sell them Bitcoin.
Yep.
So if they say, I'm gambling, and you're not supposed to be gambling. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are in given places, but, you know, frankly, here's a little better piece of advice. If you're going to buy Bitcoin from people, shut the heck up about what it's about.
Yep.
Just please don't share. If somebody has sent you malware and you want to get it unmaled from your computer, you don't need to share that information with anybody. All your chit-chat is going to get you in trouble.
Another commenter who is supportive of Rockcoons hinted at the complexities to be considered. Quote, I'm on his side, but it's illegal to give anybody funds to get drugs. However, ATMs are open 24/7, and some people use those to access cash to buy drugs. So therefore, banks are guilty of this also. That being
said, banks aren't being told.
And banks can't be prosecuted for what the what a machine does anyway in that
particular
case.
If you go to your teller, if I I went to a teller today, and if I said the money I'm trying to get out of this account, I'm going to use to buy drugs,
she would say you're going to have to leave.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
First she'd say, son, do you need your head examined? Why would you tell me that? And then they tell me to leave.
And finally, they say, that being said, Bitcoin is not considered a currency because it's not issued by a government.
And so even if this wasn't Bitcoin, even if this was any other item, it doesn't have to be a currency. If somebody says to you, can you give me a Ziploc bag? I'm going to use it to go bag up weed. Do you have 5 Ziploc bags?
Hmm.
You then cannot give them the Ziploc bags. It's
conspiracy
not because
to distribute marijuana.
It's not because... Not necessarily conspiracy at that point, but it's not, especially if it's CI, it's not conspiracy.
Okay.
But not because it's a Ziploc bag, but because you're assisting in a crime.
Right.
You're an accessory of some sort, depending on the crime and the state or what court you're in. But you should be highly suspicious of people randomly giving you extra information, and you shouldn't be asking them extra information.
Yes, exactly.
If that's the case.
So we're going to watch this case. I mean, just because I feel bad for these guys and, I think that this guy deserves some credit for standing up against this. I mean, I'm grateful for people that are willing to take things to trial like that. I don't blame anybody for taking a plea deal, especially in a case like this where I do agree with, if what the feds are alleging is true, and it's not always what they say is true, right? Mm-hmm. So they tell lies. But if what the feds say is true here is true, it's going to be hard for him to not get convicted of money laundering. It's just going to be a tough case.
Yeah.
But Michelle Seven is in San Diego. I told her to not call tonight. She said she was busy tonight, and the case starts tomorrow of a potential bail violation for this individual. So we'll find out more about that at that time. John's in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, John.
I couldn't agree with you guys more as far as like Bitcoin transactions and just keeping your mouth shut. I mean, nobody tells their bosses what they're going to, well, most people don't tell their bosses what they're going to do with their paycheck when their boss pays them.
Right, but, best not to.
It's my understanding that Derek J came up with a Dash POS. Is there any possibility that something could be developed for Zencash or another privacy coin?
Hold that thought, John. It's a great question. POS stands for point of sale, and you're referring to Derek J. Freeman, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who is now working with AnyPay. It's one of the projects they've got going on, which is a cryptocurrency point of sale system. We'll tell you more about that, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Free Talk Live here. You can join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use Bitcoin Core. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card to sign up for the AMP program. And it's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth the cost of a fancy cup of coffee to you to help us with our mission, please sign up for the AMP program and get some of the cool perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only, there's also the Discord chats as well. And there's a special AMP badge for the Free Talk Live forum. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To John in Philly, he'd called in about the point of sale question. And you were asking about AnyPay, which was and is the big competitor. I guess it's not big yet, but it's the competitor to BitPay. BitPay being the monster kind of longtime established merchant services provider for Bitcoin acceptance. And AnyPay entered the market back in August of 2017. It was created by Derek Jay and his boyfriend, Stephen, who I love Derek. He's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live.
Shouldn't Stephen get top billing on this one?
Stephen does deserve the programming credit for this. And he's the genius behind the scenes. Derek Jay's the pretty face.
The marketing guy.
Yep, out front. And Derek helps with some of the technical side of things, as I understand it. But anyway, they created this point-of-sale system that is useful by merchants in real life. So whereas BitPay you can do an online website with, AnyPay is intended to be used at like a point-of-sale at a cash register. And, John, you were asking, you said you know that AnyPay accepts Dash. Well, actually, AnyPay allows a business to accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Litecoin, and I believe Dogecoin at this moment. So there are several options. I've heard they might be considering Zencash, but I don't know what the status on any kind of rollout or development of that would be.
Right. Well, I've taken a look at the white paper and been reading it, and as you guys probably know, because they sponsor the show, they allow for messaging and even publishing of videos and things like that. So that would actually, if everything's anonymous, then that would be a major step in getting around some of these problems that it seems that people are running into with Bitcoin.
Just to clarify something, I don't think they've implemented any kind of media publishing.
The media hasn't yet implemented.
In
Zencash. Intention.
I believe that is their intention in the future. I don't know how long into the future that is. But yes, there is a messaging system. I have not tested it myself at this point. Yes, it's still relatively new. I would say it's probably about a year old or less than a year old at this point. Zencash, that is.
Right. Now, what would a person have to do, or maybe you can help me with this. I mean, I can go to the pawn shop around here and buy Bitcoin, but
really?
You can't do the, but you can't do the same thing with Zencash or
right.
anything else. Like, I was just wondering how you would even get started in doing something like that, because if people could get their hands on something
that was
anonymous.
Is your question how you would get started in selling Zencash to people? Is that the question?
Yeah, I guess so, or even maybe taking the idea to the pawn shop that sells the Bitcoin and everything.
How does the pawn shop sell it? Is it just at the cash register, or do they have a Bitcoin vending machine?
I believe they have a Bitcoin vending machine. I haven't messed around with it, but you can walk right up to the counter, and as long as you have a wallet, they ask you to load your wallet up, and then you pay them, and they charge you about 2% or something like that.
Sweet.
That's cheap.
And then they send you
Bitcoin.
That's
actually really good. That's actually an amazingly low price. I can't imagine that's sustainable for them. So they might just be selling their own personal supply. Replenishing it. But anyway, to answer your question, I happen to have some experience in running Bitcoin vending machine operations. The Shire Free Church here in New Hampshire has been doing that since 2014. And we've been unmolested by the government, thank goodness, because the government agrees with our interpretation of the money transmitting laws, and that is that they don't apply to the way that we sell Bitcoin from vending machines. But to answer your question more directly, at this time, I am not aware of any Bitcoin vending machine operating companies or manufacturers that support Zencash as an option. Some of them support other cryptos. So, like, for instance, here in Keene, if you were to walk into Route 101 Local Goods, which is where Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host, that's his store, and the Bitcoin vending machine there is actually a cryptocurrency vending machine, because I think it was November of last year we began offering Dash in that particular machine. Now, we could offer a couple of other things. There's, I believe, Lamassu, which is that manufacturer, supports Bitcoin Cash, and they support Litecoin, and they definitely support a third thing, Zcash. They support Zcash. So we could enable those things, but just to keep it simple, we're offering just Bitcoin Core and Dash at that machine.
And the reason I think that it's best to do something like that is because Bitcoin Core has demonstrated that they, at least at one point, didn't mind having really high fees. They didn't do enough about to fix that. Mm-hmm. So implementing Dash then allows somebody to go in, put their money in, get low fees, and then you can use a product like Shapeshift.
Right.
And you can get whatever you want. So basically,
you can get the biggies. You can exchange for a few dozen of the biggies.
I wouldn't put together my life savings to put together a Zencash distribution model if I were you, because it really already exists with the Bitcoin distribution model. All anybody has to do today is a place that sells Bitcoin Core. I don't know what the transaction fee is going to be, but it's not going to be too much. And it's not, as far as the difference between Zencash and Bitcoin, there may be a percentage to get in, but it's going to be the same for either of them because the distributor is going to charge whatever they're going to charge.
Right.
So you can get the Bitcoin, use Shapeshift right inside your Coinomi wallet on your Android phone. And
it's now available for iOS, by the way. Coinomi is out now on iOS. And it's, in my opinion, I've been experimenting with Edge. I like it, but I've been seeing bugs in the Android version of Edge Wallet.
Everything's getting better. I used the Jax Wallet recently, and it was seamless.
Really?
But, I mean, admittedly, I've used the Coinomi Wallet. I've had some issues with it, but
Coinomi's been my best experience so far for a multi-crypto wallet thus far.
Yeah, I can't.
What Mark's saying here is spot on.
Zencash, with the Zencash, do you guys have a ticker for that or what it's listed under, because
Zen.
I keep getting a lot of that's Z-E-N.
Z-E-N. If you look at CoinMarketCap, you'll find it there. The other thing is Zencash is just too new. It's not likely that Zencash is going to be able to persuade these manufacturers to add their crypto to these units. to their, because, I mean, every crypto out there would love to be in the General Bytes platform, for instance.
Right.
General Bytes, for those that don't know, is the number one cryptocurrency vending machine manufacturer out there. And I'm pretty sure Dash just basically gave them a bunch of money to sponsor Dash into being in a part of that system. And so I don't know how much that was, and I'm guessing at that, because I know Dash definitely paid them to fast-track, like, making Dash one of the primary currencies on the system. Maybe they decided on their own to add it to their system. But either way, Zencash is too new. I don't foresee that happening anytime soon, but I'd love to be proven wrong about that. And I'll tell you this also, as far as, like, percentages of people buying things,
right.
At the machine in Keene, we had a couple months where Dash was pretty good. It was like getting up towards 20%, but last month everything fell off the map, and Dash had like maybe a few hundred dollars in sales. Bitcoin Core was the dominant. There's the other machine in town. I know the operator of that one, our competitor. He said they just turned on Bitcoin Cash recently, like a month and a half ago. So it's pretty new, so it's hard to get any kind of real feel for it, but
yeah.
The first month out, only 1% of their sales was Bitcoin Cash, and about 15% was Litecoin, and the rest was Bitcoin Core. So, you know, for something like Zencash, if Zencash were to just enter all of a sudden into these machines, people aren't going to know what it is. They're not going to want it. So Zencash is so early right now. They're in the, we got to build a brand. We got to build our name up, talk
right.
about what we are, what makes us special, and that's why they hired Free Talk Live, you know, to do that, because people, you know, they listen to Free Talk
yeah,
Live.
Free Talk Live launched Bitcoin. By the way,
right, and I encourage anybody listening then to really do take a look at the Zencash white paper. And I'm hopefully I'm looking at the right one. I believe that I am, because it's the one with the messaging and everything like that. It really does seem to be like, as far as anonymity and promoting the ideas of liberty, it really does seem to be.
They got it.
Yeah, they've
got
guys.
It.
Yeah.
John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get Rob in real fast. He's in West Virginia. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, man, short on time. Apologize. Go ahead quickly.
Hey, I was just going to talk about some freedoms that, you know, that don't make you really, you know, they're taking us away from us. You know, you got to be a certain age to buy a gun. You got to be a certain age to drink a beer. You got to be a certain age to do this. I've seen a thing on the news that in Kentucky, in a neighborhood, there's 11 dogs that you cannot have. I mean, they will not let
it's
you have
sad.
Them in this neighborhood.
I know you can
breed
go on.
Dogs?
I know you can go on. Sure, they've had pit bull
yeah,
breeds in some states, bans in some states. Rob, call us on another night. We can talk further about this because we're completely up against the clock, and I appreciate hearing from you. It's been Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.